This is HPR episode 2449 entitled, Org Mode Mobile Solution. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, my search for taking org mode on the road.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. It's Brian in Ohio again. I wanted to record another show before the end of the year. And a follow-up to my last episode, I wanted to tell a little bit about my trials and tribulations of finding a solution to taking org mode on the road. And if you're asking yourself, what's org mode? You can either listen to my last episode, or you can do a DuckDuckGo and find out about it. So after switching from using a bullet journal to using Emacs org mode as my organizing device, I immediately saw that lugging a laptop everywhere is not going to work for me. I wanted to be able to access org mode, especially the agenda view, anywhere I wanted. Laptops with limited battery life and a large physical presence were not going to work for me. So there are a number of solutions out there. I tried a few, and here's what happened. The first solution I tried, and the most obvious one, was the mobile org app. It's available for Android or iOS. I can only attest to Android version. You can get it from the Play Store. And this solution just did not work for me for a number of reasons. And first, the documentation for the setup is terrible. Not just from the actual GitHub site, but actually even searching around, it's mostly people using it on iOS. Very few people on Android had any examples of how they got it working at in a reasonable way. So I became frustrated by the workflow, and I couldn't get any useful results from using the app. It seems mobile org is built around using Dropbox. And in order to get around that, I've tried various methods of syncing my org files using onboard storage via USB sync. It just wasn't going to work out doing it that way as far as syncing it over USB. So I bit the bullet and I set up a Dropbox account. I installed the clients on my Slackware laptop and on my phone. Only to find that Dropbox itself doesn't support this application anymore. I did a little digging around, and it seems that the API used by mobile org is out of date, and it's not up to snuff anymore. So, fail. So I cut my losses, and I moved on to another possible solution. My next crack at solving this problem was actually a laptop. It was a Pi Top, which is a laptop based on a Raspberry Pi. I'm not going to go into the details of the device here, but I'll just say that the reason I thought this device might work is it had an advertised 8-plus-hour battery life. And so my old Linux laptops rarely give me 2 hours of battery life, so even though the Pi Top was physically larger than I wanted, it still isn't very heavy, and so I thought I'd give it a whirl. But let's just say the battery does last 8-plus hours. It just can't survive many recharges. So I went through 2 battery packs, and the second battery pack failed, and I got no more response from customer service there. And so I went looking for another solution. And my next solution was actually inspired by none other than Klaatu. He mentioned a device called a Pocket Chip on his podcast, GNU World Order. Season 11, I think it was the first episode, episode 0. So I looked into this pocket chip device, and I thought it might be something that could work. So I ordered one, and Pocket Chip is a handheld Linux computer, And after ordering the device and it came, I started messing around with it. And there's plenty of tutorials on the PocketChip website on how to extend its usefulness. The size of the device was good. It's like the size of a book or an e-reader, a little bit fatter, but not too bad. Some people complained about the chiclet keyboard, but actually I didn't mind it too much. It just took a little getting used to it. Took some fiddling to get the Emacs key bindings I used to work on the old, because it has to have an odd keyboard layout. But I did get it all to work, and I was successfully using Emacs org mode on this small Linux handheld computer. I was using a thumb drive as a repository for my org files, and I wrote a couple of scripts to sync up the files with whatever device the drive was plugged into. And voila, I had a mobile org solution. But alas, the PocketChip's demise was its build quality. The heart of the PocketChip, the system's board USB mini plug, fell off. I tried to have somebody fix it, and it fell off again. And so I had to kind of cobble together a way to program it, or at least to charge it at this point. I couldn't even reprogram it. And then I was messing around doing some system tweaks, and I bricked the device. I'll recover it eventually. You can program it through the GPI pins that are on it, but this was a quest for portable org mode, not for fixing pocket chips. So, onward. My next attempt at a solution came when I saw a build of a Raspberry Pi tablet that looked very nice. There's links for all these things in the show notes. It was a nice build, so always up for a challenge. I cobbled together a prototype and tried it out. The reason I eventually dropped this solution before I spent any more money or more time on it was the virtual keyboard just didn't work very well, and I couldn't get the official Raspberry Pi LCD that I used for the project to rotate from portrait to landscape dynamically. Just wouldn't do it. Tried different commands, things that work on a regular monitor on a laptop, commands in for the X server. It just didn't work. I couldn't get it to rotate. So it was still a fun project, but it left me hanging there. I'll get some use out of it sometime. But then I was left still with no solution until I found the solution that I'm actually using now, and that is my Android phone. I was searching around a few Emacs websites, and I came across one called Endless Parentheses. And in there, he is an article, a blog post about this man running Emacs on his Android phone. And it's actually not that difficult to do. It involves installing a couple of applications. One is Termux, which is a terminal emulator for Android, and then a different keyboard, the hacker's keyboard is the one I chose, that gives you control keys and alt keys and things like that. Both of those are available in the Google Play Store, and once those are installed, you just do a simple apt-get install to get Emacs on the phone. And so after installing Emacs on Termux, I had a full Emacs running. Albeit it isn't a terminal, it's not an X server, so it's a little bit different. You have to do a little reading on how everything works, but it does work very well. And when you have Emacs, you get a drum roll, please. You get org mode. That's what you get. With this, I have the device that I always take with me, my phone, and it's running Emacs, and so I can easily run org mode on it. I sync my org mode files between my laptop and my phone using the aforementioned Dropbox account. The hacker's keyboard works flawlessly. It's small on my phone, but it does work, and I can pretty much run all the commands I need to do captures or to mark off to-dos and things like that easily on the hacker keyboard. And if I do need to do some more editing, typing, I've got a small Bluetooth keyboard that I've purchased that works excellently also. I can actually type up quite a large amount of stuff, and I actually typed up these show notes on my phone. So my conclusion, I found org mode so useful that I wanted it to be available to me wherever I go. And over the course of the last 8 months, I went on a journey trying to find a solution to that desire. And in the end, the solution actually seems pretty obvious. These portable computers we carry around are amazing. And thanks to the developers of Termux and the Hacker's Keyboard, my phone is now infinitely more useful to me. So thanks for listening. Brian in Ohio, hoping all of you have a good Christmas season and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.